Harry wheeled around. Professor Trelawney had gone rigid in her armchair. Her eyes were unfocused and her mouth sagging. "Sorry," said Harry. But Professor Trelawney didn't seem to hear him. Her eyes started to roll. Harry stood there in a panic. She looked as though she was about to have some sort of seizure. He hesitated, thinking of running to the hospital wing. And then Professor Trelawney spoke again, in the same harsh voice, quite unlike her own. "The Dark Lord lies alone and friendless, abandoned by his followers. His servant has been chained these 12 years. Tonight, before midnight, the servant will break free and set out to rejoin his master. The Dark Lord will rise again with his servant's aid, greater and more terrible than ever before. Tonight, before midnight, the servant will set out to rejoin his master." Professor Trelawney's head fell forwards onto her chest. She made a grunting sort of noise. Then, quite suddenly, her head snapped up again.
"I'm so sorry, dear boy," she said dreamily. "The heat of the day, you know. I drifted off for a moment."
Harry stood there, still staring.
"Is there anything wrong, my dear?"
You just told me that the Dark Lord's going to rise again, that his servant's going to go back to him."